following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Fram knows there are smooth roads, dirt roads, roads less traveled, and roads begging to be driven. Fram knows there are fast drivers, cautious drivers, drivers with a destination,
turn right ahead,
and drivers who are lost. That's why, no matter what you drive, no matter how you drive, no matter what oil you use, there's a Fram oil filter that helps keep your engine healthier longer. Find your Fram oil filter at your local automotive store.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com,
as well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A full Friday. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan co-hosting. How's it going, man?
Hey, real good. How about you, bud?
Oh, I'm looking forward to the next hour. We've got all kinds of things to talk about. It's a Friday. We'll head to Fauner Park with track announcer Steve Anderson. They've got a lot going on this weekend. And then the next two weekends, of course, Bosselman is a week from tomorrow. And then the Kentucky Derby to wrap up their live racing in the Kentucky Derby simulcast. So three weekends left of live racing, and Chantel Sutherland's going to be over there on Sunday, one of the world-famous jockeys who's now retired and now a broadcaster model. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the folks that are up for racing in the Bosselman, and of course, some good articles Steve puts in the Grand Island Independent as well. We'll also talk Husker recruiting with Brian Munson, a Big Red report, and we'll talk with Hastings College football coach Tony Harper about spring ball. They were supposed to have their final practice, but they moved it to Saturday, trying to take advantage of at least some different weather. So we'll talk to him about how things went this spring and where he thinks the football team is and some of the changes they made on the team. The NFL has released its schedule for the upcoming season, and they always have some ways of doing things and making interesting matchups and making them national television games instead of just Sunday. But again, I think folks that have listened to the show know one of my biggest pet peeves with NFL Sunday. Week one this year, there are two afternoon games. Two. There's like 10 that kick off at noon and two that kick off in the 3:15 time slot. Mike and Mike always talk about, if you could be commissioner for a day, what would you do? I still have never heard a good explanation of why that is.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. I mean, you know, possibly, you know, you might have a time where you might have 8-4 or something like that. But yeah, doing it that way, that's amazing to me. How many games can you watch on TV at the same time? You know, you and I have tried to watch a lot of them.
Well,
you know, but
man, it's tough. I know Cunningham's has a lot of TVs for me to watch.
Right.
But even 10 of them at the same time requires turning the head quite a bit.
Well, you know, college football, you know, it's kind of amazing. And even in college basketball, you'll have games that'll start at 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, kids are getting home at 11, and that's a home game. You know, the other people are flying home and whatever they have to do. So with the NFL, I mean, they've got a job to do. I mean, what difference does it make if they play? And here's the other one. I've never been able to understand why they don't have a couple games that don't start maybe at 1 o'clock. You know, have a noon, a game at 1, and then your threes. But they've gotten away from that, too.
Well, and especially in this day and age now, you're playing Thursday night, you're playing Sunday night, you're playing Monday night. I mean, Don't tell me that the East Coast teams can't play a 4 o'clock Eastern kickoff or a 5 o'clock Eastern kickoff, whatever you want to call it. I don't understand. I have things that I don't understand, and that's one of them. Week two, you've got four games that start late, and one of those is Broncos at Giants. So there's just a typical, you know, it's an East Coast. It just doesn't matter. If it's a big enough game, they will put it on in that 4 o'clock spot. Week three, that's week two. Week three, there are four middle-of-the-day games. Week four, they've got four that kick off at that time. You know, there's just some weeks. I don't understand. If you got 13 games, seven early, six late.
You know,
but
Doug,
two or three.
Doug, you guys probably, both of you guys know this. I'm just going to ask this, you know, for our listeners. But a question I have is the noon game. That can't be the premier time. It's got to be the 3 o'clock game, correct?
Yeah.
The 3 o'clock
time.
I mean, I'm talking about for television ratings. So why would you only have two games at 3 and all those other ones? And that doesn't make sense to me.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, back in the day, when there was two games on TV, NBC had one and CBS/Fox, however you want to say, had one, then it didn't matter because you're only going to get one anyway. But now you can watch them. Something I haven't understood. But there's a lot of things I don't understand. A lot of things going on. The Royals are on the other side of this Boston Red Sox weekend series. The games, if played, will air on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and obviously it would be very different to be on the other side of that if you are playing a Boston sporting team and just going in. Kansas City's been there since Wednesday night. This was an off day yesterday for the Royals, so they've kind of been there sitting around just like any other tourist or any other Bostonian and just trying to figure out what's going on with everything that's crazy there in Boston, and maybe this will come to an end sooner than later.
Well, you know, I think in athletics, you know, there's there's going to be that competitive time where you go out and compete. You know, you're going to go out and you're going to compete and you're going to do what you need to do. But, you know, you also are not going to charge the pitcher.
No.
You know, you're not. You're going to play under some pretty good rules. You know, I thought the NCAA basketball tournament after the Rutgers situation, all four teams acted with a lot of class. You know, all four teams, they weren't yelling at anybody, and there wasn't a lot of taunting going on. I mean, there's a lot of sportsmanship displayed, and you'll find that out when there is a tragedy, and it's unfortunately you have to have those. But sportsmanship comes into play a lot more when after a situation like that. I think it was the Omaha Royals at that time were in Oklahoma City when you had that tragic bombing, you know, and that was about a year.
Anniversary, today.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, all this stuff goes away. You know, let's be honest about that. I mean, and now not everybody gets it, unfortunately. You know, you got 25 guys on a roster. You know, you got one guy that maybe forgets it, and everybody else got to look at him and go, hey, you know, let's think about this again. I mean, and it did give a chance, an opportunity for some other teams to show some sportsmanship. I mean, the Yankees did a tribute to the Red Sox at a home game, you know. So there's, and then I think, didn't the hockey game went like into a shootout or maybe just overtime? Yeah. But a lot of sportsmanship was displayed after that game. So, I mean, I think everybody understands and really, it's the United States is trying to, you know, comfort people in Boston and say, hey, this could happen to anybody and happen to you. And, you know, here we go.
Yeah, very, very well said. Good point, Doug. Due to Jim Langan with you on this Friday, let's get into some sports talk here. Remember, if you have a question for us, any of our guests, or just a comment, you can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Phone number 888-455-3776. Steve Anderson, track announcer and ambassador of Fauner Park, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Doug and Jim. Good stuff, by the way. Yeah, I'm the lead dog now, you know, in the Chamber of Commerce Department, and I can at least say with some truthfulness this morning, the sun is shining. It's still a tad bit cool, but it's going to warm up today. And I'm predicting, even with all the snow we had yesterday, that by first race post time at 3 p.m. at Fauner, we're going to have a fast racetrack, believe it or not.
Oh, it's just good to hear. No problems then, Steve. We're ready to go as opposed to last week.
The jockeys aren't in there talking right now, are they?
You know what? They're always talking. And one thing about it, they're pretty good listeners too, Jimmy. They don't let a word get by them when it comes from me. And I'm in the doghouse most of the time. I've had to sever... Well, not sever relationships. I've had to mend several over the years for various reasons. I've learned that you don't ask jockeys about their age and their weight. And, you know, undoubtedly, I'm going to stick my foot in my mouth in both categories because these are important statistics for me, just looking at myself. But at any rate, I remember several years ago, one of our leading writers, Curtis Kimes. In fact, he was the leading writer and one of the top writers wins-wise all over the country, probably in the late 2000s. And he'd always told me, and I did a lot of interviews and a lot of features with him. He was a good kid from Oklahoma, good writer. And he says, whatever you do, don't ask me my age. Well, now he gets into this long winning streak, longest in the country that particular weekend, and it's the last day of the meet. And I said, Curtis, I couldn't help myself. The last question, last day, can you really disclose how old you are? And he, you know, tepidly said, 32. Well, I thought that was wonderful. He didn't talk to me for 2 years after that. He finally sent up his agent, Danny Coghlan Jr., as I recall, who works right next door to me during live racing. He said, Steve, the reason Curtis was so sensitive about his age, he was dating a co-ed up at the University of Minnesota, and her parents thought that he was like in his late teens and early 20s. So, you know, that's the rest of the story. Curtis has now has been back to Fawner and ridden in a couple of Gus Fawner Bossman stake races in the last 3 years. And we've made amends. And they've always had to make the advance to me because whenever I've gone begging for mercy, it falls on deaf ears. But those kinds of things happen all the time, even when I'm handicapping. And I made mention one time of a rider that had been taken off a horse. This is on the radio side. It wasn't over the loudspeakers where everybody and his dog could hear it at the track. And it had pointed out that we loved this horse called Minnie Winnie was her name, years ago. And the trainer had done everything. He'd put blinkers on. He added Lasix. He took the blinkers off. They did, you know, you always like to see him try to do something to improve a horse to win. That's the name of the game. Finally, they changed jockeys. We made mention of the fact they pulled out the last stop. If Minnie Winnie doesn't win today, she's never going to find the winner's circle. Well, lo and behold, the rider heard that. And I'm telling you what, he walked away from me when I tried to interview him and his trainer, who were involved in the same horse after they won a stake race, and refused to talk to me down in the winner's circle. I was devastated, and it was embarrassing in front of a big crowd on a Saturday at Fawner, no less. I went into the jock's room that night, pleaded with this guy. I meant nothing intentionally. He brought it up. This was about what you said about Minnie Winnie. Well, anyway, 2 or maybe 3 years passed. Never talked to this guy again. He came up to the broadcast booth one day out of the blue. He'd quit riding at Fawner, knocked on the back door, came in, gave me a hug, and you didn't have to say anything. No words were spoken. But, you know, it's even what you don't say at the races that can affect people. And I take my job very seriously, but when all you do is talk, guys, and you certainly know this, you're going to end up getting in trouble.
Well, Steve, let's talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend. There's a lot going on. We kind of preface it by saying it's Bossman next week, in 2 weeks, the final weekend with the Kentucky Derby. But got some great things going on this weekend at Fawner.
Yeah, you know, it all works up to a crescendo, Doug. Tomorrow's Big Red Day at Fawner. I'm sure a lot of folks will dress up in red just because it's their natural garb. But we're giving away Nebraska football tickets for next season and autographed Tom Osborne football. But the day I'm really looking forward to, maybe the highlight of my career, is on Sunday when I get a chance to interview the gorgeous 37-year-old, now retired jockey, but she's coming out any day now, Chantel Sutherland. Guys, if you've Googled her name, there are some really humbling pictures of her on the internet. She is absolutely, if they had a poster girl for thoroughbred horse racing, she'd win hands down.
Hey,
wouldn't you think?
Well, I'll guarantee you one thing. You already announced her age. I'm going to give you some advice here, and I'm not very good at this, but do not tell the listeners her weight. All right, you've done the age thing.
Hey, I found it very interesting. She was on the Colin O'Brien show, not recently, but this is up there on the Facebook, and you can see it. It must be in various places. But she did an interview with him shortly after she retired, and she married a guy out in L.A. that is 6'6" tall. She's 5'2", and here's the clincher. Now, she's back galloping horses at Santa Anita. This guy is allergic to horses, and so she tells Colin O'Brien, how did he solve the problem with this deal? And she said, well, I solved it. When I come home at night, I got to go into the garage and I take all my clothes off. Well, you can imagine where it went from there.
Oh, man. And of course, folks, she's going to be at Horseman's Park in Omaha. I believe it's tomorrow, and then on to Grand Island on Sunday as she comes into the state of Nebraska. What are some of the stakes races tomorrow? What do we got going on there as well?
Well, we've got the best 3-year-old Nebraska bred fillies running tomorrow, Doug. It probably will be race 10. I haven't seen if they got 11 races on the card or not. It's a $25,000 special stakes. You know, our Nebraska breds are getting fewer and farther between, but we ended up last week with a ding-dong battle right down to the end, and the little brother of Diamond Joe, his name's Diamond's Ace, came up the rail and won a thrilling race. Of course, the one I'm looking forward to is a week from tomorrow, the 24th running of the Bossman Gus Fauner Stakes. We got 27 nominations in there. On the same day, we've got the Al Swihart Memorial. It's kind of the second biggest race of the year with the best fillies and mares, not only on the backside at Fauner, but several are planning to ship in from Oaklawn and down in Oklahoma and over at Prairie Meadows in Iowa. So, you know, this thing, it comes with a rush now with only 8 live racing days left, with Chantel Sutherland available for autographs and colored photos on Sunday, the Bossman race next week, and then the following week, Jack Vanberg has booked in for Kentucky Derby Day. And I don't, you know, I've figured out, guys, that I'm starting to get a little long in the tooth, because when you talk about the greatest name in thoroughbred history as far as Nebraska connections are concerned, and you start talking about Jack Vanberg, who was born and raised in Columbus, it kind of draws on deaf ears, because you got to go back to 1987. When he and his horse Ali Sheba almost pulled off the Triple Crown. Ali Sheba came back the next year, won the Breeders' Cup. But people don't know who Jack Vanberg is anymore. A great story has been written by Chris Katulak, of all people. A book has been published, and Jack's going to be with us on closing day. He's still training down in Southern California, deep roots in central Nebraska, and he'll be back that particular day. And it could not end on a higher note. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, yeah. When Jack Vanberg, you know, and he had Haas Inman there at Exarban, you know, and Lively was riding some big horses at that time. But Jack has struggled a little bit, you know, with his percentage of winning there in California lately. So I think maybe that's a little bit of why the people don't know him as much.
Yeah, I hate to say the guy's a little bit past his prime, because the knowledge that he's forgotten more about training horses than most people will ever learn in a lifetime. But nonetheless, you know, he's still basking in his glory. He still is a popular figure wherever he goes throughout the country. He's in the National Racing Hall of Fame, and he has not forgotten his roots, guys. He's back here. Not every year, but I see him about every other year. I've introduced him a time or two as at some of the Thoroughbred Hall of Fame banquets that we've had here in Nebraska, and he's really a simple, down-to-earth guy that'll talk your leg off. And again, Jack Vanberg, he's going to be with us on Kentucky Derby Day. Certainly will be a feather in my hat when I get the chance to sit down in front of the cameras and reminisce and interview him as well.
Hey, Steve, I got a question for you. You know, they used to have the pick six at Fauner Park. Can you tell our listeners, and maybe even me, why they decided to get rid of the pick six?
Well, for a number of reasons, and I'll tell you this right now, Jim, you're going to see the pick six back at Fauner next year. We almost went with it in the second or third week of this season. We're going to pick it up, as they have done at Gulfstream Park, and it was initiated by Beulah Park back in Ohio several years ago. Now, this thing's gotten out of hand down in South Florida. It's a 10-cent proposition. I think we're going to go with a 50-cent pick six. This is a carryover pool where you, the only way to win the jackpot is to be the only winner of all six races. I think it's not a foregone secret that, you know, back in the day, even here at Fonter Park, these pick six pools would get up over $100,000. Now, this was before simulcasting, so all the money bet at the racetrack was going on the local races. Unfortunately, jockeys' agents, as I recall, towards the end of the pick six at Fonter Park, cashed, and a couple of trainers cashed on a couple of big, huge carryovers. It didn't take long for word to get out. I mean, you know, good news travels fast, but the bad news of a jockey's agent or a trainer hitting a six-figure payoff, that travels even faster. And I think the pressure on management here locally just, they didn't want to deal with it anymore because there were no good logical explanations that anyone would go for. Now, you know, these guys are allowed to wager. Jockeys aren't, racing officials aren't. But that primarily, I think, Jim, was the bottom line that pulled the carpet out from under that proposition in those days. But it is coming back, I can promise you that.
Sounds good. We'll break down the Bosselman next Friday with Steve Anderson here on the Doug and Daddy Show. 3 o'clock post time today, 1:30 Saturday and Sunday. Something going on every single day. And you can check out Steve's picks on the website as well at fonterpark.com. Steve-O, hope to see you this weekend.
Hey, guys, I don't know. Were you out there when Doug won a week ago?
Zip it. Paid
almost $11.
Zip
it. I even picked it to win, Mr. Duda, and he still paid almost $11. Awesome.
One horse, wasn't he, coming on the...
Yes, he was.
Yep,
went right to the front and never looked
back.
Guys. Hey, guys, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. I can't wait to see you at the races.
Rubbing it in. I'm not there. That's the week Doug wins. Thanks, Steve-O. Steve Anderson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a lot to get to, and of course, folks, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. The grill is ready. You're ready to get outside and make sure you've got the best on it from Troutman's Quality Meats. They've got grill-ready shish kebabs. Kerry has got them all made up. Fresh Italian links, cherry and jalapeno brats. Fresh for you. Maybe a pineapple brat to change it up a little bit. They've got bacon-wrapped chicken grillers. You can grab a steak and fire up your grill. They're aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef is all they sell at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, Highway 30 in Kearney. Check out the cherry and jalapeno brats, the pineapple brats, the fresh Italian links, and if you're ready to just get the whole family involved, the bacon-wrapped chicken grillers, the shish kebabs, and more. It's all there for you at Troutman's Quality Meats. We're back with more, including Hastings football coach Tony Harper, and the Big Daddy is actually in Boston. He has a planned vacation. He's in Boston. We're going to hopefully get a chance to have a couple minutes to talk with him, so stay with us.
Your buds ditched you again this weekend. It's okay, buddy. Cheer up and head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's is a great hangout on the weekends. So watch live entertainment, meet some new friends, and you know what? If you pick up your phone and text Hams Live to the number 90210, that's Hams Live, all one word, to 90210, Cunningham's will send you your first cover charge for free. Now go have some fun at Cunningham's, located on 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
I run a small taxi company. I buy retired police cars at auction and turn them into cabs. These cop cars have been through a lot, driven all day for years, almost 100,000 miles. That's why I look for cruisers protected with Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. It's engineered to perform under extreme conditions, so I know the engine will run like new.
Mobil 1, keep your engine running like new. Upgrade to Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil at AutoZone from April 2nd to the 29th, and you could win a trip to the race of your choice, NASCAR, Grand Prix, or Formula Drift.
We're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Die. To the West Coast. Die. Keep the party moving. Die. Bud Light, together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. The Philadelphia Phillies may be one of the most talented teams in baseball, but injuries have been their biggest enemy.
Chase Utley, two-run blast.
This weekend, they face the potent lineup of the St. Louis Cardinals, who have made the postseason three of the last 4 years.
It's the Phillies and Cardinals right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Today, while partly cloudy skies, west winds at 10 to 20, with our highs reaching into the upper 40s. And then for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with southeast winds at 5 to 10, and our lows dropping back to near 30. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 39.
Jim Langan with you here on this Friday program. You just don't know this weather. Indian Head has had to postpone their demo days, and I feel for them. We've had to go through that before. You try to have it early enough in the season that everybody can get out, get some new equipment, or at least look at the equipment, see what's going to work for them. So when it does get really, really nice, you've got on hand what you want. And they do such a great job with everyone from Adams and Callaway, Cleveland, Cobra, Mizuno, Nike, Titleist, Tour Edge, Ping. They can test out the clubs, and if they improve your game or you like them or you just need something different, you'll even be able to buy them at a discount. But they have had to postpone today's demo day at Indian Head until Tuesday, and that will be April the 30th, Tuesday, April the 30th. So today, the 19th, it will be Tuesday, April the 30th at Indian Head. So folks, check that out. Again, 4 to 8 on the 30th at Indian Head Golf Course. So they postponed the demo day today from Indian Head, and they will have it on the 30th. But again, all the great brands, all the great professionals will be there for you. So Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island, they have postponed their demo day until the 30th of this month. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we are ready to go to Boston. Let's go out there. Big Daddy, Tony Davis, just by freak nature. They had a vacation, him and his family, planned for a long, long time to go out and just see Boston, do some sporting events. And Big Daddy joins us here from Boston. Morning, Big Daddy.
Hi, boys. Good to be with you. I wish we were just talking about sports today instead of all this madness.
Tony, how you doing?
Well, we're doing good. We're doing good. It's a little, Boston's a different place today. The traffic is much slower. They shut down the cabs for a while. Me and Reggie took off to go to Fenway Park. We were going to get stadium tour tickets right at about 9 o'clock. And arriving there, the traffic around Fenway Park, we were probably there 20 minutes. I think three cars went down the street in the entire time we were there. So everything's shut down. I mean, if you got a hotel, you've got the restaurant and the hotel. Other than that, you're staying put.
So did you get to go into Fenway today, or is that shut down too?
No. I mean, everything around Fenway. I mean, when you're talking, I mean, people have been to Wrigley Field. It's that type of atmosphere. I mean, it's, you know, the shops, the pro shops, the bars, the restaurants, everything is shut down. Doors are locked, not one person there.
Wow. So I just kind of expand on that a little, big fella. What, you've been there since Tuesday. You flew out Tuesday, the day after this all happened at the Boston Marathon. Then today, of course, they appeared to have found the ones that did this. You were supposed to go to the season-ending game with the Celtics and the Pacers, I believe it was, and that got canceled. Then they had the hockey game. Then tonight, the Royals and the Red Sox. What's it been like while you've been there?
Well, there's obviously police. I mean, there's a the presence of police officers. I mean, I don't know if hundreds is the word, but they are everywhere. I mean, and I guess, you know, that's comforting. And I think especially more for the locals. You know, you go out and they're just everywhere. But they've got the big SWAT team vehicles. And if you're watching Fox News or something right now, you see the big black vehicles. Those have been everywhere. Now, when you go to Fenway Park, and I certainly didn't know this, and everybody told me how confined, or, you know, when you hear these things, how close everything is. I'm trying to think. If you were at Cabela's in Kearney, I mean, Fenway Park would probably be where Walgreens is. I mean, everything's within a mile and a half. So when this deal in Watertown, and you ask the bellman, well, how close to Watertown? Oh, it's right over there. I mean, it's all within 2 miles of it. I mean, everything's within 2 to 3 miles. I mean, it's all right here. So that's interesting. But other than, I mean, the police are there. I did get to go to the Bruins game on Wednesday night, which was an incredible experience. And people were obviously a moving, emotionally charged moment, especially for the people of Boston. And talked to several people that ran the marathon. Actually ran into a guy this guy was a shy person, but I think he was with his parents. And I said, how did you finish? And he got like 109th, ran it in like two hours. And I don't, it was some ridiculous thing. He was eating in a restaurant, and I said, where'd you finish? And he said, 112th or 109th or something. And obviously, you know, it's pretty remarkable, because that is an unbelievable day for this city. And obviously, we don't understand in Nebraska what, you know, this Patriots Day means to these people. I mean, this whole week, no kids are in school the whole week. Everybody's off from school, and they take a lot of pride in the Boston Marathon, and you know, 27,000 people running this thing, and I mean, a lot of those people stay around. A lot of those people, their family comes in Saturday, and then they stay for 3, 4, 5 days, take in Boston and what goes with Boston, and everybody has a story. I mean, everybody. I mean, when they say, "Well, I was around the corner," I mean, they literally mean they were within 300 yards of this thing when several people like that.
Hey, Tony, we're watching, you know, updates right now, and they're really giving some good updates on CNN and what's going on, and I won't go into that. But I know you're there, and, you know, people want to kind of get moving on with their lives and stuff. What do you feel like? The baseball game with the Royals and the Red Sox, do you think they're going to play that thing, or do you think they're going to have a doubleheader some other time? What's your feeling on that?
Well, I think everybody's waiting, you know, to see. When we talked to the security guys, you know, nothing is happening. You know, that was 2 hours ago. We were actually lucky. We had two different bellmen at hotels say, I said, can we get into that cab? Somebody gets out of a cab. I said, can we get in that cab? And the bellman said, police have instructed me to not allow anybody into cabs. So that went on for about an hour. We finally got one and take us back to our hotel. But at 9:30, I would have said, absolutely no way. But now I think they'll play it. I think they obviously know where this guy is. I mean, I haven't saw all the way back from Fenway Park. The police were gone. We never saw one policeman all the way back to our hotel. I mean, they're all in this Watertown area, apparently, because they were everywhere the last 2 or 3 days, and now there's not. I mean, there's helicopters, you know, flying around and stuff, but I think they'll play it.
Okay, and basically you're saying that, like, a lot of things are just shut down in different locations. Like, I mean, your motel, you can go there and go to the restaurant there, but you really can't go out and eat at some other place because it's probably closed.
No, there's no employees. I mean, they've been contacting us. We'll stay at home. We're closed until you get a phone call. And, I mean, nothing is moving. I mean, if you go... We finally found a 7-Eleven that was open. We found a Dunkin' Donuts, of which, by the way, guys, Dunkin' Donuts started in Quincy, Massachusetts. There's 67 of them in the Boston area. If you go down a block and don't see a Dunkin' Donuts, something's wrong in Boston.
Well, at least something's making you happy.
Yeah, you see, you learn things. You learn things like that. That's the history of Boston. Dunkin' Donuts. Paul Revere started there.
Are you guys? You had no problem getting into town, and you're not probably. You're supposed to come home Sunday, right? Are you worried that you're not going to be able to get out of there?
No, that, you know, that was kind of the strange part. The airport, there was no additional security to my knowledge. I mean, you saw the TSA people and the normal people just like you would at any place. I mean, there's planes taking off in the background right now. I just saw one go. I mean, it's business as usual for the airport, which is kind of surprising to me. But I don't think that'll be a problem at all.
All right, big fella. Hopefully everybody's safe. And if you see the guy, tackle him, would you?
If we see the guy, I don't think I can get to him because I think little brother will probably be on him first.
Tony is faster. He was the better. I mean, what?
Tony, I'm sure of all the people in Kearney, Nebraska, that you would be able to find out more information about what was going on than anybody else. So I do. We had the right guy in Boston.
The shy guy.
Yes. You got the shy guy to talk and tell you what place he got.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird because there was nothing going on at the stadium, and Reggie said, "Well, let's go across the street and have a beer." And I go, "Where are you going to go?" And I mean, we just kind of looked at each other like, "There's no place to go. It's just closed. Everything."
Well, a vacation with, I guess it'll be different memories. Hey, fella, have as good a time as you can, and we'll see you when you get back to the big old Cornhusker State.
All right, boys.
Thanks, Tom.
Go Royals. They'll get this in. Royals are hot right now. We got to get this game in. The Royals are playing well.
Yeah, we're 8-6. The Rockies are hot, Tony.
Seems like they're 20-0.
Yeah.
It seems like they're 20-0. See you, big fella.
It's been so long since the Royals have been in first place this late in the season, Jimmy. We're just all excited.
Yeah, we're usually mathematically eliminated by June 1st. You're
like
right.
We're like the Cubs. All right. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, joining us live from Boston, where he has been since Tuesday with his family out there. They were kind of doing the sports junket, his brother, his dad, and... Strange. They made the hockey game, supposed to go to the baseball game, the basketball game canceled, but great to catch up with the big fellow. Folks, our Midtown Mark Cooler question for the weekend. Who do you think will win the NBA championship? Now, Jimmy has filled out his bracket. Miami Heat, Oklahoma Thunder, or would you take the field? Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com is the place to vote. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday, which top seed in the West is most likely to get upset? Wow, 46% went with the Nuggets and 39% said the Spurs, because there's a lot of Laker fans out there. But Jimmy takes the Spurs over the Heat in the NBA final, huh? I got Miami all the way.
Yeah, and you said that back in January, I think, when we had discussed that. In fact, it was February 22nd.
Oh, like,
yeah, and
no,
I'd still stay with my Spurs. Yeah,
no.
You know, really, you know, when you talk about upsets, and I heard you talking, you had another co-host on. You were talking about upsets. So if somebody gets injured, you know, one injury will really sway these. These teams are awfully even right now, and I'm not talking about Miami. I think Miami, maybe Oklahoma City, and I actually think San Antonio. Those three are a little bit above the rest of the group. So any of those other things can be an upset if somebody would go down with an injury or something.
Can't lose Durant, can't lose LeBron, can't lose Duncan. They've got a little more depth. Folks, before we go to break here, I want to let you know that Brian Munson, Big Red Report, is on the other side of this break. At the end of the show, Tony Harper, Hastings College football coach, will join us, and then he's headed to lunch at Big Dally's Deli. I don't know if he's going to the one at 801 West 2nd or the one at 610 East South in Hastings, but he'll be getting himself a big sandwich. What should we order for him today? Jimmy, throw me a number out. That's what we'll get Coach Harper for lunch today.
Okay, let's do that. Let's see. Well, think about Johnny Rogers was a Heisman Trophy winner, number 20. What do you got?
Oh, he'd love that. The Heartland combo with roast beef and roast pork. What's more Nebraska than that?
How many numbers are on that thing?
Well, we've got 51 here, but there's a bazillion sandwiches because you can make them so many different ways.
Well, Dick Butkus was 51. What's 51?
The 51 is the half-pounder, brother, which I still haven't had the guts to order.
They ought to call it the Dick Butkus. Change the name. Call it the Dick Butkus.
It'd be like the same thing because it's the biggest sandwich you can get up there. It's like the bread, and then it's like everything they have, they put on it. It's incredible. Folks, check it out for yourself. Two locations in Hastings, also on top of the hill at 3905 North Avenue in Kearney. We're back after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
fans, baseball is officially back.
Always love the start of a new baseball season. See the new players and their new teams.
You know another new thing that you get to see this season, Ryan?
What's that?
The view from your seats before you buy your tickets on StubHub.
Nice.
Whether you're on your tablet or your smartphone, you can browse for Major League Baseball tickets by section and actually see the view from your seats.
Love that.
That way, you can choose the exact view you want, no surprises on game day.
So get to StubHub, grab the seats you want, and get ready for a great season of baseball.
StubHub!
Fram knows there are smooth roads, dirt roads, roads less traveled, and roads begging to be driven. Fram knows there are fast drivers, cautious drivers, drivers with a destination,
turn right ahead,
and drivers who are lost. That's why, no matter what you drive, no matter how you drive, no matter what oil you use, there's a Fram oil filter that helps keep your engine healthier longer. Find your Fram oil filter at your local automotive store.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today, while partly cloudy skies, west winds at 10 to 20, with our highs reaching into the upper 40s. And then for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with southeast winds at 5 to 10, and our lows dropping back to near 30. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 39.
Let's go. Ain't no way they can stop me now. Ready, cause I'm on my way. I can feel my ring coming. It's the blood of a champion. Moving deep inside my veins. Too much pride to be running. I'ma get what I can and more. Even if my blood, my sweat, and my tears don't mean nothing. It's the heart of a champion.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It is jam-packed. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan. Just talked to the Big Daddy, who is in Boston this week, letting us, just kind of giving us a feel. You can watch it all on TV, and you can listen about it here on the radio, but when you get a chance, and this is the third person, at least, that we've talked to on the show this week that is in Boston or ran in the marathon. And so, great to get an update there and just a little bit more of a local feel for that. We're going to head down to Texas now. Brian Munson, Big Red Report. It is our Husker recruiting update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. So you go from the Boston Marathon to the West Texas explosion coverage, huh?
Yeah, it's just...
I tell you what, when you've got North Korea that's batting, you know, in the cleanup hole behind a couple of three big stories this week, you know it's been a pretty rough week news-wise.
Well, Texas, that's where the whack job is killing the prosecutors too, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, Kaufman County is literally minutes away from where I live. And so now they've got him and his wife arrested, which has been, like, the best news, bar, you know, outside of what happened this morning with getting the one guy with the marathon associated. But the West Texas explosion is still rocking everybody up here with as many people as they're finding in the rubble down there. So it's just awful.
Well, that's why we try to, as we said, sports heals, and hopefully everybody can find a little bit of solace in that, and that's why we do a little bit of what we do. So let's talk about what makes people happy in this part of the country, and that's Husker football. What'd you think of the spring game? Let's start there, and how Nebraska finished up this season, the spring season.
I thought the spring game went about as went you know except for not anybody really seeing, you know, Jack Hoffman and his run, which I thought, like you said, sports heels. I thought ultimately that's probably one of the best sports moments that I'll ever experience. That to me was very touching. It was a great moment. But I think performance-wise on the field for the players, it was about where I kind of expected things to be, with a few exceptions. The first exception, I think, of course, was the play, I think, of the tight ends. I had just heard up to that point, you know, that the play from the tight ends had been non-existent. And I just didn't know really what to kind of expect. You know, I kind of thought, you know, with Long, that there were some guys I think that they could get the ball to. Cotton, I think there were some guys that they just didn't have a guy that I felt like was going to be that total package. I think Cotton could develop into that total package. I think it's a little bit of a reach to understand that he could be there in a year. But I think he's a guy that down the road, you know, you're looking at a guy that looks a lot like Ben, but just doesn't look like a lot like him now. But I think Nebraska has the ability, you know, you throw in a couple other guys that had catch passes on that Saturday, that they can get people with numbers. And that's going to be nice to have as the season goes along. I thought Imani Cross looked better, a little slimmed down. And I thought the offensive line, you know, because gave enough time for their quarterbacks to find receivers down the football field. Obviously, Alonzo Moore, Jordan Westerkamp, and their little kind of debut looked good. But I think that ultimately the biggest question coming out of the spring game for me anyway was who are going to be the guys that are going to step up and be the guys this fall on the defensive line. I think that is just a question that we're going to have to continue to try to find answers for, even when the season gets here, guys.
You know, I know we talked earlier. This is Jim Lang, and I usually talk to you on Fridays here. And I was we talked last night. I was talking about who was he going to throw the football to, and we knew there was going to be some names obvious, but I think you're right about the tight ends stepping it up. I'm not as positive as you are, though, about the offensive line. I thought the offensive line played well. I just don't know. I'm not sold on the defensive line yet. Tell me why I should be sold on them.
Well, I think the offensive line is looking like a more cohesive unit, and I think that what I think when you get down to when you have to play in a unit where you're not really an individual position, I think what you have to do is you have to taste success. You have to know that what you're doing is right. And I think that even though you're probably beating up on a group of individuals that, you know, we're talking about the defensive line out in Nebraska that maybe isn't very talented right now, that's maybe looking for an identity, they're looking for people to step up. I think, though, when you can go out there and you can taste some success, it's something to really build on. And I think that, you know, I saw some better organization. I thought Pensick at center, I thought he looked very good. And I think that there's some other guys, you know, like area guy Starup, that I felt like athletically, of course, with the punt catch over, or the punt reception over the over the shoulder was fun to watch. But that there is a big athletic looking guy. I mean, I loved this film when he in high school when he played defensive end. And I think that this group is look. You know, I liked what David Neville looked like, number 77 on film. Even though he didn't play that much, the group is just getting bigger. They're looking more athletic. I think that they're finding out what they actually are, and I think they're growing together as a group. And I think they needed to have a successful spring to kind of tie that all together. And I think that's what they had.
Well, you sold me some. I'm not 100% in, but I do appreciate that. I feel better about it now because I thought maybe the defensive front just was a little weak, and especially for the type of team we think we might be if we're going to finish in the top 10, you know.
Well, and I think you know, you made a great point. I don't think that defensive line really knows who they are yet. I don't know who the contributors are. I thought Jason Anker took a step forward, and I think for the defensive line to have success this season, they're going to have to find a leader, and I think Anker to be that guy. And I think that people are still waiting for Anker to take that big step forward and say, hey, this is the guy that you thought I was out of Gaithersburg, and now I'm going to go ahead and put together a monster season. I don't know if the expectations are too high to saddle him with that kind of expectation. So I really felt like, you know, in seeing Sean Stanley the last 2 years at Penn State, who was actually his high school teammate, that Nebraska, you know, might not have gotten the better end of that deal by missing out on Stanley and only getting Ankrum. But I think Ankrum looked good in the game on Saturday. I think that, you know, obviously we can't put the full picture together there still, too, because you got Randy Gregory who's going to show up in the summer. I think you got a guy like Malik Collins who's a true freshman high school defensive tackle. If I'm a defensive tackle right now, guys, you know, like Marquise and like Collins, I'm coming in there with my head screwed on straight, and I'm trying to learn everything that I possibly can and put something together because they need some depth there. They need contributors there. And I think there's a chance. I think both those guys are highly talented players that are just got those big square-type bodies that they can come in there and provide something different. In fact, you know, you look at a guy like Broderick Dickens and being moved over during the spring. He's a guy that they can put in there at the nose and eat up space. And I thought not seeing Vincent Valentine and Gregory McMullen, that to me was disappointing. I'd like to have seen both those guys this spring.
Let's wrap things up with Brian Munson here of Big Red Report by talking about who we might be seeing commit to Nebraska. Sometimes right out of the spring game, you'll get a commit or two. Not a whole lot of noise coming after the spring game. I think part of that is because ours was as early as anybody's in the country. But where are we at right now with some possible kids that might want to make a commitment before they leave school for the summer?
I think the one name to pass along, and it kind of plays out, you know, like A.J. Natter did last year, is Billy Hirschfeld, even though Hirschfeld hasn't been to Nebraska the same number of times that Natter had been at this point. Hirschfeld, to me, is a little bit different of a player than Natter. Natter is more of a true five, and I can see Hirschfeld starting out as a five. But then I think potentially his future lies at another position. I like him as a three technique. I think he can also play offensive line when you look at him athletically and how his body's kind of shaped. I think the other guy that potentially could jump in if he gets an offer, I think one of the guys to watch, particularly with, you know, you're looking at summer camp starting up here in June, look at Millard West, defensive end or defensive lineman Harrison Phillips. He's a guy making a lot of noise. He's picking up a lot of offers. A lot of teams are calling in. Stanford called about him this week. He's got a great frame. He's got good strength. More or less, I think Nebraska needs to get him in the Lincoln, work with him a little bit, understand where he's at when it comes to just, is he a raw athletic guy, or is this a guy that, you know, just maybe needs a little bit of polish? We could put him someplace. But Nebraska definitely defined him as a defensive tackle prospect this last week when they talked to him at his school. So that's a good sign there, and I think that if Nebraska offered, that's a guy that could jump in the class pretty quickly for the Huskers.
All right, Brian, we hope you enjoy the weekend. Our thoughts to all the folks down there in Texas as well, and thanks for breaking away to talk a little football with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You bet, you guys. Have a great weekend.
Take care, Brian. Brian Munson, Big Red Report, Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. That is our Husker recruiting update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. You can contact your local T&L dealer or go online, TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems, easier on you for a lifetime. And, of course, they work. We're going to talk with Tony Harper, Hastings College football coach, here in just a moment. But not a whole lot went on yesterday in the world of sports because of the weather. UNK, the Broncos of Hastings, and, of course, our friends in Lincoln, the Huskers, will all try to stay busy with baseball and softball this weekend if the weather works out.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Doug, you made a good comment about, you know, sports heels, and we talked about the Nebraska spring game and how great of a moment that was. You know, there was a great moment right there with the Cincinnati Reds. You saw that with the bat boy that had Down syndrome. I mean, our listeners, if you get a chance to watch ESPN, because it's going to be on all day long, that is really a touching moment, too, or that I think it was Teddy Frazier hits a home run and he knocks one out, and this bat boy's got Down syndrome and he's in the dugout and he is so excited when he hits it out.
Yeah.
And he comes around and he's going to give him a high five, and I mean, and he forgets to get the bat, and the umpire's standing there with the bat and he's waiting for him to come back and get it, and it was just a moment. And then the dugout, I think, you know, it's something that was really, after all the other things we've been talking about this week, boy, did I need to see that.
Yeah, we got to Gotta see some good with just a rough week to be in the news business, and let's continue talking about good things in sports, and let's go over to Hastings again. Tony Harper and his Broncos are going to wrap up their spring practice this weekend, and as we do with all the coaches, try to chat with them before spring practice or after that first one, and then see how it went. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you all for having me on.
How'd it go?
Well, you know, we kind of ran into a snag there yesterday. We were supposed to finish up yesterday, and as you all know, the weather didn't exactly cooperate, so we moved it to this Saturday, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and I think the kids are hungry, and we're looking forward to it.
Coach, have you seen so far what you were hoping to see? Have you seen some progress? We can rehash where we knew you were going to have to do some filling in, but are you seeing the progress that you had hoped?
You know, we really are, and that's not that boring coach speak stuff. I mean, we were really intrigued with how this spring was going to start off. Number one, we were starting spring practices before spring break, you know, and it was a little cooler out, and we wanted to see how the guys responded, and they didn't blink an eye. We've been able to get in all of our practices. We've had to be pretty flexible, but the guys have been able to roll with the weather and everything like that. So from that first step, it was really good. And then the next thing we were looking for was the competition. You know, we were very fortunate with the numbers we got now. We can basically have two of everything going, so everybody's getting tons of reps. It's not like guys are getting 10 reps and then they're done for the day. So a lot of reps are out there on the field. Our guys are gobbling them up a little bit, and so that's been nice to see. And then the competition standpoint of, okay, we got some freshmen that are pushing some older guys, and those guys are pushing back. So it's been a really good spring for us so far.
Yeah, this is Jim Langan, and this Saturday should be a lot of fun for you. You know, I know when, as a coach, it's a lot better when you don't have to worry about what the competition, who you're playing this week, who you're playing that week. That's one thing great about the spring. You can just worry about getting better. Did some of your freshmen step up? Did you think some of your freshmen, or was it some of the other players that maybe were seniors that are going to be seniors next year that stepped up?
You know, it's really a combination of both. A couple freshmen have stepped up that we've been very, very pleasantly surprised with. One was Kanessa Eo at free safety. You know, he's taken over the position from Kane Ellenberg, who was our starter last year, who's now playing for the Danger. You know, we really wanted to see him in action, and he's done a good job kind of quarterbacking the defense. Sean Robnett at tailback, taking over for Keenan Balazs. He's hit the holes very good. You know, we've had to work on some ball security stuff, but he's doing a good job. And Jordan Wallman and Luke Ruhlman at tight end, you know, they're trying to come in and replace Zane Anstein, who had a really good 2-3 years for us. So it's kind of a combination of seniors, juniors, and sophomores to be, and those guys are doing a really good job with it. There's obviously some things that we got to work on. You know, we got to get more consistent at throwing the football. We got to become better tacklers. But this spring has been really good.
We're talking with Hastings College football coach Tony Harper. Coach, when you go through tomorrow, is it fun? Is it a scrimmage? How do you like to wrap up spring practice? Because, I mean, when you're wrapping up the fall camp, as we say, and then get into your regular routine, you're just going into regular practice, but you have a little bit of a break now. What do you like to do to wrap up spring ball?
You know, we like to have a lot of fun. I mean, you know, you've been talking to me now for a couple of years now, and we try not to take ourselves too serious over here. We told the guys yesterday at the team meeting, you know, announcing with the adjustment of the schedule, guys, go out there and have some fun. Now, we want to compete. The defense wants to beat the offense. The offense wants to beat the defense. But we want to go out and have fun. I mean, there's only 15 practices we get in the spring. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. Talk a little bit. You know, make fun of some guys. And that's kind of how we approach it even during the season. You know, we're a little bit different. We like to go out there and, you know, we're not going to break down and have a snowball fight in the middle of practice or anything. But you got to enjoy the time that you're out there with your teammates. You're learning. You're playing a great game in football. You know, so we're expecting our guys to have fun, but we're also expecting them to compete tomorrow, and they understand that.
There's been a couple of announcements here since spring ball started as far as coaches. One has to do with strength and conditioning. You're going to be bringing in Steve Schultz, who had been at Boise State, so that's pretty cool. And then you have made a switch with your defensive coordinators, which may be in title only. Could you just address both of those?
Well, I'll tell you, the first one with Coach Schultz coming out from Boise State, you know, a little bit of the story behind that. You know, I graduated from the school down the road, and I was fortunate enough to meet Coach Schultz many, many years ago when he came back from an alumni game at Doan, and I got to meet him when he came out here in his interview process, and, you know, we were talking, and I mean, that's huge for this school, for the football program, everything. I mean, the guy's been at Boise State. He's been at Stanford, San Jose State. He's been at the highest level of collegiate athletics that you can be in this country, and he's got a lot of great ideas. And I'm very excited to see him push those guys and help us and teach us as coaches too, you know, kind of the new things in strength and condition. So that's going to be huge for us. And then the next thing with Jordan Brown being named the defensive coordinator, it is not entitled. It is his show. We still sit down, you know, because I can't completely remove myself from the defense. But it's Coach Brown's show, and he is done. I'll tell you what, he has done a great job this spring. He's a lot more even-keeled than I am, and I think that's been good. It's a new voice for some of our players. He's brought some different ideas that I never thought of before. And the defense this spring has made huge strides from what it was the past year. So, you know, I'm excited to see what Coach Brown can bring to the table next year too, because it's his baby. Now, as long as I can keep him out of the thong, in the shirt on, and no gold medal, I think we're going to be okay.
Yes, very. I didn't figure I had to suggest that, but great idea there. One more just with Jordan there. Is it a scheme thing? Will fans notice, or is this more of a inside the meeting room type of changes?
I think it's a combination of both. We're still going to stay out of the stack, the 3-3. We're still going to bring some pressure, but I think with what Coach Brown's done to it is, you know, he had that experience down in Northwest. He had that experience going to USA football over there with Coach Tepper, who's one of the best linebacker coaches in a long time, and he's picked his brain because they run the same thing out there at the University of Buffalo. We're going to play a little bit more man. We're going to come at you from different angles than what we have in the past. And it's been fun for the kids because it's not the same old that they've been doing for 2, 3, 4 years, some of them. You know, it's making them learn and pay attention in spring, and that's kind of what you're always nervous about in the spring. All right, it's just the same old stuff. We're cleaning up. Coaches are going to yell, let's go. But, you know, JB has done a heck of a job. Those guys have to focus with the new checks and things like that. So it's been fun to watch him grow as a coach too. I mean, I'm very proud of what he's doing.
All right, Coach, have fun tomorrow. We'll talk to you here in the off season, which I know there really isn't one, but we'll claim that it's the off season, and we'll talk to you again. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me on.
Take care, Coach. Coach Tony Harper, Hastings College, joining here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda and Jim Langan, where it's lunchtime. Why not try the Chicken Coop? Open 7 days a week. Doesn't matter if it's tomorrow, pork tenderloin, Sunday, chicken fried steak for their lunch special, or today, Friday special at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island, a prime rib sandwich with choice of side item. Whether you're here in Kearney or maybe you're going over to Fauner Park or to spend some time in Grand Island this weekend, before and after the race is the place to be, the Chicken Coop. Watch all of your favorite sporting events on their multiple HD TVs. Maybe play a little Keno. They've got great food and drink specials every night as well. And they have the party room available for a party, for a business meeting, for whatever you need it for. Maybe a little graduation ceremony at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. We'll be back and wrap things up after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
A challenge. Buy a 2013 Victory motorcycle and ride the rubber off it. If it's too much bike to handle, just bring it on back. That's the Victory guarantee. The only bike guarantee in the world on the best bikes on the planet. Check it out at victorymotorcycles.com. Victory Motorcycles. Ride one and you'll own one.
Applies only to certain 2013 models. Not available at all finance programs. Certain charges not refundable. Under conditions and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for full details. Never under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
O'Reilly. Clean away dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on O'Reilly Car Wash. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a gallon bottle of O'Reilly Car Wash for $3.99. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with O'Reilly Car Wash on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly.
parts.
Today, while partly cloudy skies, west winds at 10 to 20, with our highs reaching into the upper 40s. And then for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with southeast winds at 5 to 10, and our lows dropping back to near 30. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 39.
Doug and Daddy's show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Great weekend. Weather is finally, after the last couple of days, anything's better than that. The weather's nice enough to go out and visit the gang over at Midway, where throughout the month of April, not only do they have their hassle-free price, but they're able to give you incentive financing from the manufacturers. That means you have your everyday low price and save money, and the payments are as good as you're going to get. 2.9% financing for 72 months on any new vehicle with approved credit here in the month of April at the Midway Auto Dealership. There are some special vehicles that you can get even 1.9% financing on for 72 months with approved credit, like the 2013 Chrysler Town & Country. If you want to extend that to 84 months, it's 3.9% financing. You can also get the same deal on the 2013 Ram 1500s or the 2013 Silverado 1500s. Huge news, and it's this month at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Maybe you don't need the new vehicle. They have got a great selection of pre-owned vehicles in stock. In fact, right now, quite a few of those have some low miles on them. So whatever the price range, whatever the style, whatever it is you need for yourself or your family, you can find it at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Check it out online, thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Jimmy Langan, what a show. Jam-packed. We've had everything today. Anything we overlooked, anything we missed, anything you want to bring up, what do you got?
I got nothing. You're right. Yeah, in other words, I think the show's over, so I say we got nothing.
We got the NBA playoffs Saturday and Sunday here on ESPN Radio. What do we got? The Knicks in Boston tomorrow, and then on Sunday, what do we got? We got the Lakers Sunday? You got any idea?
Yeah, Lakers Spurs.
Yeah, my mind's swimming. That's how great it is. Plus baseball this weekend as well, Cardinals Phillies. And so that's Saturday night and Sunday night baseball here on ESPN. And they will, again, continue to cover the world of sports and yet keep you up to date on what's going on in Boston.
Hey, you know, the other, about 6 months ago, you and I were playing golf. And you came in, and I think you had a 92, 18 holes. But
That was it? Cool.
Well, I took a picture.
Must have been a good day.
I took a picture of you on your drop, and I'm going to assess you two strokes.
Come on.
So you have a 94 now on that
come
day.
On.
Yeah, I'm going to assess you. I took a picture of it, and it's not too late to change your score. You haven't signed your scorecard yet.
Forget it. Maybe I'll take up disc golf. That might be easier. Frisbee golf, disc golf.
Could you imagine?
It won't be easier, but
I'm going to watch an NBA game and I'm going to call in the viewer. I'm going to see a 3 second call. I'm going to call it in. take that basket, but Booker, take that basket away.
His toe was on the line. Stop the game. Stop the game. Saturday night, the Kearney American Legion Club, located at 13th and Central, is having a Sons of the American Legion fundraiser. The public is welcome. All the money they raise, this is American, will be for U.S. flags for these area schools. So you can enjoy a Mountain Oyster lamb fry feed and pulled pork with all the sides, a free will donation, and it is Saturday night from 5 to 8 at the Kearney American Legion, 13th and Central here in Kearney. Good old Mountain Oyster feed with pulled pork and all the sides. Public is welcome, and again, it's put on by the Sons of the American Legion. We want to thank everyone that joined us on the show today. Big Daddy Tony Davis, who happens to be in Boston, telling us what it's like to be in Boston this week. Brian Munson, a Big Red Report with the nation's other tragedy down there in Texas, but filling us in on the latest with the Huskers. Also want to thank Steve Anderson. Should be a great weekend at Bonner Park. And also Tony Harper, Hastings College football coach. Jam-packed. Have a great weekend, everyone. We're back on Monday. The Central Nebraska Track Championships will be going on in Grand Island, sponsored by the Grand Island Independent. We'll talk about that, and we've got some other special guests coming your way next week as well. Jimmy Langan, have a great weekend.
You too.
We'll see you Monday. Doug Duda, have a great one, folks. This is the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew.
Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!